It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today on The Inner Life, how's your prayer life? How's it going? And today we're going to talk more specifically about taking the time and finding the time for meditation and contemplation. It's all about growing in our relationship with God. It's a quest to grow closer, to be more intimate with God our Father. So as we talk more about our prayer life and meditation and contemplation, let's say hello to our spiritual director. Back with us once again, Father Peter Armenio. Father Peter, a priest of Opus Dei, widely sought after speaker in his ministry of preaching retreats and days of recollection. And Father Peter also appears on the St. Jose Maria Institute podcast, Preaching Meditations, which can be found on our Relevant Radio app. Father Peter Armenio, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chuck. Great to be back. Great to address our wonderful audience.
And looking forward to our time together, and always love talking about our prayer life. It's spiritual direction, and gosh, I guess that's probably the foundation of what we do here. But we'll get into all of that as we do every day. We'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us on the program. And before we get going here, just a real quick update on our pledge drive last week. God bless all of you listeners. Just another incredible week, an overwhelming outpouring of generosity as we talk about, you know, we talk about having a need. We come to you four times a year because we have a need to be able to stay on the air. We need a little financial help. And the need every quarter is $2.3 million. It's a lot of money. And last week, God bless all of you, we met the need. In fact, as of about an hour ago, the total was $2,450,000 and some odd change, but we exceeded the goal. We exceeded the need, and just an overwhelming outpouring again. God bless all of you for donating last week. By the way, if you didn't have a chance to donate, you can still do that. It all helps. 877-291-0123. You can call that number. You can also give online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. So just a quick update on the pledge drive last week. So, Father Peter, let's get to the topic at hand. We're talking about our prayer life and contemplation and meditation. And tell us about those. They're a little bit different, but explain them to us.
Okay, well, basically, they're very similar. It's just a different emphasis. The Catechism devotes a significant segment of its section on prayer and meditation, and that is to contemplate the Word of Jesus and the entire Word of God throughout the Bible and discern and discover what God wants of us. Also, so it's referring our own situation to the standards the Word of God gives us. So that's what meditation is, and step number one is to try to penetrate those words of Jesus, petitioning the Holy Spirit, what is it saying? What is it saying to me? And how can I put it into practice? Meditation is not mere Bible study, but it is, I would almost associate with getting a text message or an email, that an email or a text message always awaits us in the Scriptures. And within the broad parameters of the Church's teaching, there's always a personal message for us. Contemplation, to put it in modern parlance, is more just chilling out with Jesus and the three persons of the Blessed Trinity, the Blessed Mother, and the saints, speaking heart to heart, spending time, resting, meditating as well, but with the idea of just spending time with a friend the way we would. We would go out to lunch, go to dinner, have a cup of coffee, make a phone call. That's what contemplation is. Saint Teresa of Avila calls it mental prayer. Oh, why? Well, we don't see the Lord, and it's a silent heart-to-heart conversation. Hmm. And this kind of devotion, even though it's one of the best-kept secrets, is crucial in becoming holy.
Chilling out.
Chilling out with the Lord. And I don't think I'm too far off the mark. I'm just thinking of Matthew 11, 28, 29, when Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Yeah. I remember Father John Grigas, who was one of our original spiritual directors on the program, God rest his soul, he said many years ago that meditation is when we speak to God, contemplation is when God speaks to us. And I've just never forgotten that, and for me it's just a great, great image.
Well said, because the beautiful thing about meditation, contemplation, is yes, we speak to the Lord, but what's even more important is that we hear him and listen to him, and hence the tremendous importance of being familiar with the Gospels and prayerfully reading the Gospels. It's not a question of plowing through it, but it's a question of digesting all the words of our Lord, because his virtual first words of public life, ostensibly addressed to the evil one, but he was not out to teach the evil one. Evil one does not want to be taught. But he says, man, woman, of course, do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Now, word is a very loaded word, no pun intended, because word ultimately means Christ. And the word is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus in his humanity is the word made flesh. And so the Lord, I would say in three occasions, he speaks about the word of God as actual nourishment. You know, the Eucharist is nourishment par excellence, and the Word of God is nourishment as well. In fact, the early church, in describing the liturgy of the Eucharist, would divide the Mass in two parts, calling it first the table of the Word, and even the ambone or the lectern had a little bit of a table configuration. Even now it has a bit of it. To stress that the Word of God is nourishment. And then we have the table of the Eucharist, which is the bread of life. And they're both intimately associated. So the first time is when the devil tempts Jesus to turn stones into bread. That's where he says, we don't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And then in his Eucharistic discourse, he's speaking about the bread of life, his true presence underneath the appearance of bread and wine. But he includes that his words are spirit and life, that his actual words. What does that mean? Do we read the gospel like we're reading a novel? No. We read in order to use that as a medium to listen to God, to speak to God, examine ourselves, and to incarnate it. And then once again, in his grand finale that we call the Last Supper, he also talks about we have to abide in him. We have to live in him. And the two ports of entry he reveals in the allegory of the vine and the branches is the vine, which is Eucharist, and his word. We have to abide in his word. And we have to keep his commandments. His commandments, not the Ten Commandments, obviously it's included. His commandments is himself, his words and himself. And we have to keep them. So it's kind of that's a loaded word as well, that we mull over it with the idea of living it.
Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director, talking about our prayer life today, more specifically, contemplation and meditation. Let's open up our phone lines if you'd like to join us on the program today. 888-914-9149 is our toll-free phone number into the studio. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com.